Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1510. This is your host, Danny Pena, and joining me for this special episode, we have Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Good, man. Ready to go back to Tokyo, hopefully in the future, because we got to play an early build, a preview build, of Forza Horizon 6. So thanks to Xbox for giving us the opportunity. And this was like a pretty long preview demo. It was very, very, very long. I had a good time playing this, man. Look, if you love Forza Horizon series, every time there's a new game, it gets better and better. And the thing that stood out to me is the location, because I think Japan has been like the most requested location
for
a very long time. And once it was announced that it was going to be Japan, I was like, oh man, I can imagine. And now that we played it, beautiful, beautiful graphics, beautiful, just different areas of Tokyo. Yeah, I had a great time, man, overall for me, man. Music was a little bit different because there was not a lot of selection there. It was, again, there's a preview build. They only had like a couple songs here and there, but hopefully in the release, once the game releases, we'll learn more about the music. But yeah, what are your thoughts about the game overall for you? Because I know we got to play for a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's a preview. I think that's the thing we need to make clear. This is not a review of Forza Horizon 6. No. Obviously, any and everything is subject to change with the final build, so we'll see with that. But visually, fantastic. I mean, anyone that play Forza Horizon 5 knows what to expect here from a visual standpoint with Forza Horizon 6. Now, we played this on Xbox Series X, and it was locked to quality mode, so that was 4K, 30 frames per second. Obviously, when the final build comes out, they have a performance mode that'll be 60 frames, and then obviously you'll be able to play on PC and all that too, and so you'll do all the fun ray tracing and high frames and all that fun stuff. Going to Japan is the number one requested thing for this franchise for many years. So for them to finally do it and to be able to experience the different biomes of Japan, I mean, you know, day night cycles, weather cycles, snow, you know, just everything going through the city in the countryside, all of those things you got to experience from a visual standpoint was great. Being just the preview. So really this was about an hour of content, but you were able to, because you basically did the prologue, right? Mm-hmm. Which anyone that's played Forza before or Forza Horizon before, you know how that goes. The kind of opening to the game. And then that unlocks where there were some racing events that we could do that you needed to qualify to go to the Horizon Festival. And then that preview build ends at the Horizon Festival. That's where we had to stop. So even when you get there, you're able to still just drive around the map. So almost the entire map is unlocked. There were a couple areas that are still locked away that we weren't able to see in the preview build, but it looked great. I don't know if you tried, but you can purchase a car in there if you have enough credits. I did buy a car while I was in there. The tuning was limited in it, so you could do just some minor tuning. Everything is locked away. Again, it's just a preview. But man, I mean, it looks great. I would say anyone that was already anticipating Forza Horizon 6, you should still be anticipating Forza Horizon 6. I would say that anyone that was on the fence about it, this probably, I would at least suggest put this on your radar for sure. It looks good. It's arguably is going to be one of the biggest games of the year. We'll have to wait till we get into review period to, you know, give our final thoughts on it. But I like what I see so far. It's looking really good.
Yeah, there was like a couple of new stuff in there of like activities. You know, one of the things that I love to do in the Horizon games is destroy and find billboards everywhere. And I found a couple and I noticed they added some new ones too. I can't remember the name of the image, but it was a lot smaller. You could go around, you could find like XP and another one, typical Horizon. But yeah, that's cool that they added some new ones. Now, the other day, Paris said that he found my Drivatar in the game, and he was just messing with my car. Why were you doing that the whole time, man?
Because it's you.
It was you.
Matter of fact, the two people I saw the most was you and Destin. And every time I saw you, I would run you off the road.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, I noticed there was a lot of dev
Yeah, the, too, like, the dev drive guitars too.
Yeah. So that was really cool overall. So did you keep it normal? Did you notice the difference of like the race? Like, I think it was like similar to the previous ones. You could also change the difficulty if you want to make it harder.
Yeah, you could. You could change it. I was getting my butt kicked. I was getting my butt kicked with the normal drive guitars. They were pretty good in there. But I mean, we had this about 10 days. I want to say.
Yeah, a couple of days. Like. Yeah.
We had this a good long while. You know, just jumping in at first, I wasn't that great, fully admit, but I really got my groove and really, you know, understood the car mechanics and the physics of everything, got drifting down, like doing the drifting stuff. That was a lot of fun to be able to do. There's even an event that is specifically in this one area of the map where you go and you do drifting and get a bunch of points for doing that. So I was doing that a lot, but no, it's great, man. And it's like, like I said, the cars are locked down because we're just in the prologue period. But those cars you got to drive in the prologue were a lot of fun, to do. So, I mean, I think it's 500 plus cars overall is what it's going to be, you know, with the final game. So chasing those cars, unlocking those, doing all the races, obviously there's online co-op. Then there's obviously just the head-to-head online multiplayer portion of it. You can do those like with your driver tar. If I saw it, I could press X and I could basically challenge your driver tar to a race right then and there in the open world. So I thought that was kind of cool as well. But I mean, it's great. But again, it's a preview. We just got a taste of what's to come. And you can just see all the stuff that was locked away. Like there's going to be a ton of things to do in this game. Like I think what did they talk about in the Dev Direct? There's going to be that rush mode, I think it's called. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. Again, you're in Tokyo, like just a little bit. We got to drive like through the city part of it. You know, bro, that's going to be such a blast to do.
And the countryside looks beautiful too.
Oh my God, that one section with all the cherry blossoms. Oh
yeah, beautiful,
beautiful, really beautiful. And
you know,
yeah.
One of the things besides the look of the game, and look, I play this version. I play on the Xbox Series S because I was just curious to see because I knew you were going to play the X. So I'm like, let me look and play on the S. It looks fantastic. Looks fantastic. And, you know, this is a game that I can't wait to play on the go on my Xbox Ally X. I can't wait to also play this on PC. And again, I could switch, play around, go to my console version too if I want, you know. So that's something that I love to do. And also when you do a lot of activities, you also will see like a billboard and you see from your friends who are the top ones. So I was taking advantage because I know there was a couple of people who were playing it. So I'm like, oh, let me try to see if I could be on top of that. They could see that I'm on top. I'm number one in a lot of these spots. Did you manage to beat my score in anything? I haven't looked ever since I stopped.
I think one I did.
Oh, yeah.
Now I can't remember. Now I can't remember. But I think I think I did. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I don't know if anybody has ever played a Horizon game, but the world is very open. You could go to like the grass. You could go just field everywhere, anything, all over the place.
Car damage, all that. Like it was like the Ford Bronco or something like that, right? I totally just screwed up the transmission on it. Just being an idiot.
And
I couldn't do anything anymore. Like it would not accelerate at all.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that too. Like I said, once you really were able to start diving into all the different tuning and stuff that you'll be able to do with the car, that's going to be the real for the car enthusiasts that they're really going to just probably just spend days and weeks just tinkering with these cars and trying to improve them, you know?
Yeah, what is the activity that stood out the most for you from previous and also for the current one for you?
I don't know. What was it for you? Why are you asking me?
Well, I was just having a conversation. Well, I'll tell you what mine. I love the drifting. Love drifting.
Race
is not my priority. I love drifting. I also like to find cars throughout the world. Just go out there and find them because they're hitting. I also love to destroy those billboards everywhere. Just drive around and find them and discover the roads. I love doing that. It'll tell me like, okay,
I beat you in that. I beat you. I was determined to get more roads than you.
Oh,
did.
Really? Okay.
Right. Yes. Yes.
You know what? In the last game, there was one section that I couldn't find that you had to like really zoom into the game to see it. And it was like very, very small. And bro, for days, like, yo, where the hell is the last part of the world? I can't find it. So yeah. I bet you it's going to be something similar to this one too. Once the official game comes out.
Oh yeah. Bro, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's so many things to do. Single player with, you know, with bots or Dravatar, with friends, with online random folks. There's so much stuff in here that I think is going to keep people playing for a very, very long time.
Yeah. To your point, I would probably say the drifting was because I sucked at it, right? And I just got progressively better at doing it. So that was probably the favorite thing that I did. But one thing I'm going to be very curious about in the final game is, you know, you're going to be able to like build your own garages, right? And now you're going to be able to collaborate with people. So there's a co-op aspect to it too, to build out these garages. And, you know, in the Dev Direct, we saw how elaborate it can be. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out as well. And like I said, just all the multiplayer race stuff that you're going to be able to do, not to mention all the Dravatars. And I just love that technology of the Dravatars that we've just seen improve year after year, just how smart they get, man. It's like they truly mimic the style of the person who plays the game. And, you know, that's going to be, like I said, not everyone's going to be available online at all times, but the fact that those Dravatars are all around, so at least, you know, you ramp the difficulty up, they're going to give you a challenge.
So I've never been to Japan. Japan.
I have.
I was gonna ask you a question about that. So I've never been to Japan. Japan has always been like my dream country to travel and just be there for like a good 2 weeks or so just to see. When you play this game and you've been to Japan, lived there and everything, how similar is the locations that you got to drive in the game and real life?
Okay. Now, I lived in Kyushu Island. That's the southern island of Japan. So because I was in Navy. So that was Sasebo where I was. Fukuoka, Nagasaki, Hiroshima are all on that island because I've been to where they dropped a bomb, unfortunately. But Tokyo, you know, that's the northern island. That's the main island. I've been there a couple times, but I don't. Bro, it was decades ago I was there. So it's a lot different than when I was there. But when you're out in the country, because like I essentially was out in the country out in Sasebo, right? So seeing that stuff, very familiar. That definitely reminds me of Japan and what Japan looks like when you're out in those countryside landscapes. So like I said, I can't wait to dive into this game, man. It's gonna be a showcase for sure.
Yeah, I'm impressed with the studio, man, because, you know, working with multiple projects, this one and Fable, that's impressive. Playground Games has been working on two big games, man, for the company, you know? Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to not only play this game, but also Fable. Like, they're cooking. It's like it reminds me of Obsidian last year with multiple games in 1 year,
yeah,
similar to this one. And also Capcom has, like, two games this year, too. So, like, it's pretty cool to see, man.
Actually, three. Really?
What's three?
Omnimusha.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
They got three games.
And that's all this year. Whoa. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah, three games, man. So yeah, man. Anything else, Paris, about Forza Horizon 6?
I would just say again, like I said at the top, I definitely keep this game on your radar, man. I mean, this isn't a review. We'll obviously see what it looks like for the review, but at minimum, if you love Forza Horizon 5, I did not see anything in this preview that stood out like a red flag to me. We'll see once we can actually dive in more and start unlocking stuff or whatever. The thing that I'm looking forward to answering, because we can't answer it to the review, is this essentially just Forza Horizon 5, but it's in Japan? Or have they really taken a lot of lessons learned from Forza Horizon 5? We're in Japan and we're going to see all these improvements, game modes, you know, activities and things that, you know, makes the game even better than it already was. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, Forza Horizon 5 is the best Xbox game of this generation.
100%.
Just is. So to now get 6, let's see if Playground could take it up another notch, because they do it every time. Every time you're like, okay, it ain't gonna get no better than this, and then they top themselves every time. So I'm looking forward to seeing if they can do that.
Yeah, I think the game changing moment for the Horizon series when they changed the weather system in the game. Mm-hmm. Because when that happens, it completely changed the way how you play depending on the areas and depending on also of the weather. It, you know, it changes like driving. You got to be careful with the tires. It can be very slippery.
Exactly.
You know, so on. And also the movement, like even when you use a controller, it feels different because the location and the weather, you know. So, and I'm very curious. You're right. Like I want to see like more new things that we're going to get to see on this version of the game. So,
and to the point, like you mentioned, the soundtrack was pretty limited in this, obviously, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the full soundtrack and just how much they're going to embrace Japanese culture in this game. Cause I think that's the thing that the Horizon games does, is it exposes cultures to new people that may not necessarily know a lot about them. And I think there's a grand opportunity here for a lot of people to learn a lot more about Japanese culture.
Definitely. All right, we're going to be back next episode. Actually, there's a couple questions that people sent that I've been saving it for the next recording that I think it'll be really cool for us to continue to talk. And also, thanks to everyone that listened to our last episode. We had a very serious discussion about the economy and everything with Matt Piscatella.
Shout out to him.
From Circana. It was a great conversation. A lot of people have been hitting me up about it. And so thank you for everyone listening. Actually, the numbers has been through the roof on that episode. So thank you so much. And yeah, we'll be back soon here. In a couple of days, we have more stuff coming up. But again, summer's coming. So there's going to be a lot of previews, a lot of stuff happening from now and releases, game releases from now to summer, you know, so it's going to be a lot. So yeah. We'll be back and see you next time here only on Gamertag Radio. Peace.